Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's going to rain.
How much smaller is the new Statue of Liberty or whatever they're sending to us? What
I thought it was going to be hollowed out and made of wood.
I mean,
you know what? They're really good at giving gifts. Look what they did with Ohio. They sent an exact replica of the Eiffel Tower to Kings Island.
Oh, that's right.
It is magnificent.
It is.
You know, and then New York got the concrete broad with the lighter thing.
Concrete broad.
Yeah, yeah.
With the lighter thing.
They're wonderful people, you know?
The same person that designed the Eiffel Tower designed the Statue of Liberty.
Frank Eiffel.
No,
Kenny Eiffel. Oh, Bill Cox.
Bill Cox, that's right.
Bill Cox. I teased this story for you, Tony.
No.
Mr. Heart of Stone.
When it comes to puppies.
When it comes to any kind of animal.
It's not true.
Ice water in your veins. Talking about lobsters. Something that I had one time in my life.
Yeah.
My dad took me as a kid, and we went to Sizzler. And they had steak and lobster.
They had the tank out front with all the lobsters in front.
No. It was Sizzler. They said steak and lobster? I said, yeah.
Okay.
I said, Dad, I want to try lobster. I said, yeah, okay, here, son. So he let me have steak and lobster. I was like 13 years old.
Wow, surf and turf.
Said, oh, my gosh, Dad, this is the best Sizzler night ever. Hey, Dad, taste this lobster. Let me dip it in this butter. And here you go, Dad. Dad tasted it. Yeah, that's good lobster. We ate, and then about halfway through my lobster, he goes, hey, you know, in order to cook these lobsters, you have to boil them alive. What? You got to boil them alive.
No.
No, you don't.
And that's the last time I ever ate lobster.
I do because it's my choice.
And there's been a debate. Sure, there's guys like you going, oh, lobsters don't feel pain.
I think Tony teases them before he puts them in the water.
He did. Tell your story, Mr. Ruff. This is the thing nightmares are made of. Listen to this.
Mr. Conjuring.
I put the little fella on the floor, and I open the door, and I give him a little chance, like, go ahead and try to get away. You got a chance to get away. And they start crawling towards that door. And right before they get to the door, I wait for him too. And Jackie's like, oh, please just pick him up. And
I wait
right before he gets to the back door to get out.
I hate you.
I grab him and go, ha, 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 ta-punk.
Oh,
and then I have the big, heavy lid and go, and they try to get out.
Oh, I hate you. Oh, my God.
I go, you're going to be so delicious.
Remember the Iceman killer, Richard Kuklinski?
Yeah.
He heard Tony's story and went, man, that's cold.
That's cold, man.
Yeah, that's cold-blooded.
Okay, so anyway, there's a big debate over how much pain lobsters feel as they're being plopped into boiling water and served up for your culinary enjoyment.
Because they can't answer the questions.
Some say that they don't have a central nervous system, right?
Right.
Are we proving this a yes or no now?
Well, here's what I will say. It looks like they do feel pain when you hear this story. There's a cook, and her name's Charlotte Gill, okay?
Really? She cooks seafood?
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
Sometimes I think they make these stories up sometimes.
I know.
Her destiny was sealed with the last name Gill.
Yes.
I wonder why Johnny Gill married. He became a singer.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so anyway, there's been research now showing that these crustaceans may feel pain, and there's a more humane way to cook your lobster, says Charlotte Gill of Charlotte's legendary Lobster Pound, where they know everything about lobsters, and of course, Maine, where Murder, She Wrote set.
That's right. As we listen to the great Johnny Gill.
Oh, boy.
Also Vince Gill, right?
There is a Vince Gill.
So they take a little.
Okay.
I know what they do.
Here's,
they stab it in the brain.
No.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh, Jack the Ripper. No, can you let me get through this humane story without going, I know what they'll do.
They
run electrodes through their eyeballs.
Don't they do that with the frogs? Because we used to dissect dead frogs, and now they do live ones, don't they? They put pin through the brain.
At DOS, they were going to have us do live ones, and I said, I can't participate. I got to get the F.
If you go to Kroger or wherever that has a live lobster, you can either get it live. They used to do this. I don't know if they do it anymore. Or they have a giant needle. And they go, do you want me to kill him for you or not? And I'm like, no, but if you do, they'll take the needle and they'll just go sheet right in the brain.
Ted Bundy over here. No, don't kill him. What are you doing? I want to do that. Tony built a little lobster electric chair just to take him out as cruel as he could.
How many movies has the person that was confined in the basement almost gotten out the back door?
Yeah.
Go. No, don't hesitate. Go. And then, hoonk.
I try to recreate that every time.
Oh, my gosh. You're so cruel.
You're almost there.
Charlotte Gill of Charlotte's legendary lobster pound in Maine has been experimenting with a new and what she calls more humane way of cooking lobsters. It's called hot boxing. So what is hot boxing?
Be
hot
better than last night's boxing.
Take a drag on a joint or a cigarette too many
That's
times.
That's exactly it. She's getting her lobster stoned. And she says, she's getting her lobster stoned before she drops them in her boiling demise.
Don't the pinchers just cut the joint in half?
But listen to hey, lobsters have their own roach clip.
Damn.
Lobsters come.
Take a dollar out.
Yeah. Take a dollar out.
All right.
Wow, he's way ahead of the
plus
game.
Plus 11 bucks. It's early.
Okay, so she says that after getting the lobsters high and put them in the boiling water, looking at tail flips signifies that the lobsters have almost no reaction when they're stoned and get dropped into the boiling water, whereas the lobsters that are not high seem to claw each other, try to get out, and their tails tuck under.
So stupid.
She says, a dramatic difference, supporting evidence that lobsters do, in fact, feel pain and should be stoned before you boil them.
The joints just made them lazy.
You're wasting good pot on this.
What are you talking? Listen, man.
What?
Self-editing going on right now.
Okay, I'm not going to. Never mind.
Lobsters, they also, for a long time, they were like, they're screaming. They're screaming.
You're going to say the shell.
And then they say, no, the steam is coming out of the shells, and it's whistling out of
because their exoskeleton shattered and cracked, and now it's oozing.
Yeah.
And that's not painful? You don't think that's painful?
I rescued these little crustaceans from the bottom of crapola ocean.
Look. Listen.
I'm doing them a favor.
I'm not naive enough to think that my chicken comes off a chicken tree or my catfish comes off of a catfish tree. I know how things are made. I just want to do it. I don't have the heart for it.
Nothing can have a face that I eat. I can't see what it was.
Oh, you don't
then
want
I couldn't
it.
Eat it.
I mean, you do, but you don't want
I know.
It.
But someone else is taking care of that part for me.
Yes.
Well, listen.
I had a ribeye last night, no face.
Well, listen, if you've never had chicken faces, you don't know what you're missing. You fry up some chicken faces, and you put them on a Triscuit. A Triscuit.
Have you ever been in the chicken processing plant or seen a video?
No.
Okay,
I
don't want to know.
They're all
John Wayne Gacy.
They're all hanging by their necks.
They're
all hanging by their necks.
Stop it. Okay, no one can hear it now. No one can hear it. That's okay.
It's true.
Okay, there it is.
It's how you process it.
John Wayne Gacy's over there smiling as he tells the story. And then...
Nobody heard it, so that's okay.
Oh, did you pop me down?
I did.
Oh.
There are children in the car.
Yes.
Well, they need to
like
learn
chicken
how their
nuggets.
Food is processed.
Well, let's talk about this. Let's do a happier food story.
Please.
This was a happy one. I love lobster.
That's the last time I ate lobster.
Dwight.
It is. I can't do it. I can't do it.
I can't either. Plus, I don't like it.
Folks, never. Okay. I did. I loved it. But
I love it.
Kind of greasy.
53 minus 13. What's that? 40 years ago?
Something like that, yeah.
I remember it being really well. Oh, really good.
Mm-hmm. Either one.
Yeah. Okay, let's do a happier.
All the bases.
Let's do a happier, but a life lesson. Never, ever, ever. Listen, we say this all the time.
Uh-huh.
We agree with the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety. Never drink and drive.
No, don't stupid.
Don't be an idiot.
Oy, oy, oy.
Don't be an idiot like Lance Corporal Kaylee Marie Goodall in Britain. She's in the British Army, and she got hammered. And what she decided to do was, well, I'm gonna go ahead and drive off base because I'm hungry. She was three times over.
Oh, my gosh.
Three times over the blood alcohol limit. Imagine that in Britain, too.
What's their limit?
I know, and the Britons are way drunk all the time.
So she was pounded.
I will allow it.
I will allow it also.
Oh, my gosh. Take another dollar out of the jar. God,
except dude. They're on euros now, but it's okay.
Oh, don't ruin your joke.
There you go. Okay. Fluke.
It's okay.
We were going to give you a dollar, but now we're not allowing that.
It's all
because
right.
You screwed your own joke up.
Too late.
I already
got the money. It's
Icarus.
Already spent. Thank you, Daedalus.
Okay, so anyway, she decided she was going to go get her some nice McDonald's. I guess to sober up, but let's face it, when we're all drunk, we love to eat greasy hamburgers, and we love it, man.
Diet Coke and French fries.
So her blood alcohol was three times the limit, and she took off to go to McDonald's, and she was swerving all over the road. The cops did pull her over, but it was in the drive. It was in the McDonald's parking lot. She made it there, and the cops pulled her over, came up to the window. She wrote it down. And that's when she proceeded to give her order to the police officer that pulled her over. After serving more than a decade in the Army, she's likely to lose her driving and communication role.
Yeah.
She's going to face a disciplinary hearing, and she's been banned from driving any kind of vehicle altogether for the British Army for 27 months.
See, I see this story with us,
yeah,
and I see us going, how are we going to get there? What's that tank doing over there?
I know.
You think it'll start? What do you mean, think? I know it'll start.
Well,
can you steer it?
Sure. And I think do you steer it with the two sticks?
I think they have sticks.
I think tanks have sticks.
I drove it. Drove a tank and I drove a tank.
I don't know. They go like 60 miles an hour.
No, you know what? It was kind of one of these.
A bar that goes across.
I was at Fort Knox broadcasting with Rocky and Troy, and we got to drive the tanks and we got to do the tank simulators. And I think I remembered it being almost like a bicycle.
This was an M1 tank or the old ones?
M1.
Because you're talking Rocky and Troy, that's 1990.
Well, that was 20. Right.
It was.
That was a 94. Sherman tank. Did it have handbrakes? Like the bicycle bars?
I can't remember.
I hate to inform you that was 30 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I got to see Rocky over the weekend. Mini QMF. Spur of the moment reunion.
Oh, you guys went out?
No, here's what happened.
No. I saw the whole group while you guys went
here's
out.
Here's what happened.
That's cool. I mean, you didn't
I knew this was going to happen.
No, I'm okay with it. Fine.
Let me explain what happened. Number one, you wouldn't have made it anyway. You would have said, no, John.
We had John's birthday party.
I knew it would be a John something. His go-to excuse.
Child.
Your son must be 512 years old because anytime I ask him, hey, can you help me do this? Ooh, it's John's birthday.
No. I also used aunt has died six times in the last 3 years.
You've done that, I know, but most of the time you tell me it's John's birthday.
But I'm honest when I text. I go, I'm sorry, my aunt's going to die again on that weekend.
Is your kid Benjamin Buttons or something because he has like 17 birthdays
He's
a year?
He's not. He had a graduation, you
okay,
knucklehead.
What? All right, whatever.
And then his birthday. And I said, we're not doing a party because we just did a week of celebrating the dude. And then what did Jackie do? Plan a little thing with her in-laws.
Just let me explain what happened.
Just text Dwight back and say, that doesn't sound interesting to
our
me.
Old,
they didn't even try.
Our old morning. No, here's what happened.
And let me guess, Rocky left his wallet at home.
Of course he did.
Of course he did.
Rocky and I always.
He does the act. He goes, golly. I seem to have forgotten my wallet.
He did the look of panic. In quotation marks. He said, you're not going to believe this.
And we all went.
Everybody at the table said, you forgot your wallet. So here's what happened. Brianna, our old morning show partner.
Oh, if Brianna was there.
Listen. She sent me a text and she said, are you going to Baranos Friday? I said, absolutely. We always go. And she said, well, I want to meet you. I said, well, let's go to By the Bridge because that was her home court. Or By the Bay.
By the Bay, mm-hmm.
Charlie still texts me. I'm going to be in town. Are you going to Baranos? I said, as a matter of fact, Brianna just texted me. I'm going to be at By the Bay. He invited Mel and Ron and Rocky Knight and his girlfriend Mickey. I show up, and everybody starts showing up to the tables. We start pulling tables together. Brianna was a no-show.
She
texted me and said, I'm sorry. I got drunk. I'm sorry.
Good.
That's her text.
Well, I'm glad she
was. It's a voice text.
Because that...
And it said this. Here, let me play the voice text.
When you're too drunk to actually type it out...
You know what?
When you're too drunk to type it out and you have to push the button and go...
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to read her text.
That's pretty early in the night, wasn't it?
Oh, it was like 6 o'clock at night.
Well, sometimes you start too early by accident.
The old day drinking caught up.
Yeah. Sometimes you go a little too heavy early.
Crap. Hang on.
Hey, people.
Stall.
Okay, yeah. His thumbs are going crazy on this.
Okay.
Yes?
Okay.
We got to go to break anyway.
All right. All right. Here's her text for me.
You're standing on a bridge. You're going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Filling time with the joke.
Okay.
One fella says that the water is cold.
Mm-hmm.
Other fella said the water is deep.
Hmm.
I believe one fella come from Arkansas. Get it?
Oh, that's good. Hey, Thank you, Carl.
Did you find it?
I said, hey, we are here. Where the hell are you at? She's text me, FIUUUUUU.
Florida International University.
Morning, buddy, not in the Megans.
Yeah.
And I said, are you having a stroke? She said, LOL, I'm drunk. I don't know what that means.
Right. She knows what being drunk means.
Yeah. So anyway.
After you work with us for a couple of years, you do become that belligerent, but...
So I say all
I
that.
I miss her, though. I miss you so much, Brianna.
I say all that to say this.
You only had lobster once.
I was not aware it was going to be a QMF reunion.
That's cool, man.
All right.
No, that's cool.
Okay.
No, that's all good.
I will say this. Hey, listen. Are you needing a new roof? Do you have water stains in your ceiling? I don't care if they're itsy bitsy teeny water stains, just itty bitty ones. Get it looked at. Go with Jeff Home Improvements. Just go to jeffroof.com. Sure, it might look like an itty-bitty little thing, but when water starts getting in the rafters, starts getting in the walls, and starts rotting, then you're going to have a big, big issue. Stop it right where it is right now. Do it with the best. I'm talking about jeffroof.com. How about this? Lifetime warranty on your roof. You're going to love the crew at Jeff Roof. They have craftsmanship that they're so proud of, and they should be, because every single job is the most important job when you hire jeffroof.com. They're an Owens Corning Platinum Preferred Contractor, and they're ranked nationally and locally in the top 500 remodelers. They've been serving Kentucky and Indiana for over 30 years, and you can't last in business for 30 years unless you have integrity and pride in your work and back it with a warranty, and that's what they do. A lifetime warranty. If your roof is leaking, stop it right now. Go to jeffroof.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
WHAS.
Hungry hippo. Hungry, hungry hippo. Hungry hippo.
Oh, before we get the hippo story, I want to say hi to Juan Lopez Bonilla.
Good luck, Juan.
Hey, Juan Lopez Bonilla. I drink my number one.
Hola.
Every single day. Hey. I drink my number one at nighttime.
You're a good boy.
Hey, yes. Thanks for listening. Juan Lopez Bonilla, he is president of the Kentucky Cobra Club.
Oh, Ray.
Yeah, really?
So Juan Lopez Bonilla, thank you for hanging out with Tony, Dwight, and Dave Jennings in the morning.
Snakes or cars?
Cars.
Okay.
Like the Shelby. And
can you own a Cobra? Like a snake?
Well, let me go to the Google machine.
I'm not sure.
This ties into the next conversation I'm about to have.
Why would you want to? Juan Lopez Bonilla
should step it up a notch and say, sure, you can have the car, but in order to be in this club, you have to have a King Cobra snake.
I'm going to
shoot. Right,
I'm
in your
do
own
a
congregation.
Shot in the dark here, Dave. I'm going to shot in the dark here. Go to the YouTube machine and see if you can find the ones where the guys over in India do the little where they hypnotize
the flute
and they hypnotize the snake.
They lift a basket up, don't they?
Yes. The basket comes up, and then
they come out of the
snake kind
of
dances side to side.
Well, you know, snakes got rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to – I don't know if he can find any.
Hey, snake walks into – no.
You see the ones that they smack it on top of the head?
Okay.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah, that's it. It's an actual dude playing.
So a cobra slithers into a bar. Bartender says, not going to serve you. Cobra says, why? He says, because you can't handle your liquor. Or you can't hold your liquor on chili dip.
Oh, damn it.
Hey, rewind it.
Number nine.
A little Beatles reference. So the King Cobra slithers into a bar. He says, give me a beer. Bartender, I'm not serving you. He said, why not? He said, you can't hold your liquor. Okay.
There you go.
It was actually funny.
In multiple ways.
It was actually second time.
Right.
Okay. Meet Marius Els.
Hey, Marius Els. How are you?
Hey, Marius.
Hey, Marion, do you know Juan Lopez Bonilla?
I don't think he does. In 2005, Marius Els adopted a baby hippo. He lives in South Africa.
Oh, they're cute.
So he adopts the baby hippo. Look, there's him riding the hippo right there when it's older.
Oh,
look at that.
Oh, look
so
at
cute.
That.
So he raised him, and there was a big bonding period for 6 years.
Gotta
be
heavy. Yeah.
And then one day, they were giving little hippo kisses.
Oh, that's sweet.
And the hippo dragged him into the same exact river and ate him.
Oh my gosh. What an ungrateful hippo.
So then.
And I thought kids living in the basement till they're 30 was bad.
So I love the responses to this tweet and this story, right?
Wait, can I just say, I hope it's the kid that's saying, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
No kidding. The very first one down goes, everyone knows hippos eat just marbles.
Hungry hippo.
That's right.
The second one goes, ugh, not accurate. All he did was chew him to death and didn't eat him.
Oh, that's
like,
even better.
Okay.
Hippo's like, hey,
is there a difference?
Kind of gamey.
So, because people will tell you that the zoologist or whoever, whatever that job is, will tell you hippos are more dangerous than sharks, alligators.
What?
Doesn't matter. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Hippos are the meanest, nastiest animals in Africa.
I haven't been to the Louisville Zoo in a long time. I need to get out there. I always have a good time going to the zoo. But I remember going to the polar bear exhibit, and they got a sign that said something like, polar bears may look cute, but they're bloodthirsty, monstrous creatures that will drag. I'm like, whoa. Oh, here he is.
Oh, God, I hate this song.
He won't have to use our dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door. That's the easy thing to do. I can see me.
No, damn it. They're making you wait.
I know. Let's just hope that this was the guy that was eaten.
It is a fun little picture of him riding the hippo. And then knowing that soon after that picture was taken, he drove.
Sounds kind of like Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day a little bit there.
No, you don't, son. Because at some point, they're going to drag you into the river and chew you to death.
I think if I was a father and I started seeing these bills, I would say, you know what? Get him a hippo.
Do you know how they
keep
show,
it away from me, though.
Do you know how they show they're ready for mating?
I would imagine there's like a red thing involved.
So,
like a giant tube of lipstick.
Yeah.
You've been saying red thing on the radio for 30 years. Will you please come up with a medical name? Whatever
like
it is?
Zoinks. Put up your red thing, Scoob.
So the hippo will start to spin its tail.
Oh, really?
And then it'll poop.
My wife does the same thing when she's horny.
The tail will spin and it throws its poop all over the river, right?
Wow.
And that's showing, hey, I'm ready.
Okay, honey, listen, Susan, if you're listening, I told you that was totally natural what you do. It's just not in our species.
And do you know where hippos fart from? Their mouth.
No.
Their eyelids.
They fart
what?
From their mouth.
Wouldn't that be a burp?
I would think so.
If it's a fart, it wouldn't be a burp.
What does a girl hippo do?
They glisten. Here's a scientific fact about hippos. Mm-hmm. They fart from their mouths and they burp from their butts.
Wow. Well, thank you, Cliff.
Yeah.
Didn't know,
they're pretty disgusting animals that want to eat you.
Could it be a fit of a tooth to be, young Anthony?
All right, there was a break-in in East Louisville. We've been talking, Dwight's been fascinated with the trading card stories this past year.
Oh, yeah.
And that's right, that's correct. Those trading stars have been up. But there was a break-in on a trading card store on Shelbyville Road, and basically it wasn't your normal break-in. These were like cat burglars. They drilled a hole into the top
of the pet store then, right?
But they look precious when they were doing it.
It's not real. It's not cats.
You want to meow,
a cat
meow,
burger is a term for someone that's nimble, that can get to the roof and not be detected.
Meow, 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 get the Hank Aaron call, so meow. Meow, 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 get the Wayne Gretzky rookie card, meow, meow,
meow, meow.
Bring. Meow, 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 meow.
Are you the one on Craigslist selling all of these Babe Ruth rookies?
Meow, 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 meow.
Okay, can I just Venmo you the money or a PayPal?
Meow, 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 meow.
So, these burglars cut a hole in the roof. Then they shimmied down to the floor, but he's got cameras everywhere. They avoided all of the cameras.
Oh, did they have those laser beams all throughout, and they had to spray something so they could see the laser beams?
Basically.
Wow.
Basically. So then these guys got away with $65,000 worth of trading cards.
How do you insure something like that? I guess you have to, right?
Insurance company, sure.
Absolutely. You always insure it a little bit more than what you think it's worth, I think is what the idea is.
65, okay, but how do you fence something like that? Because
I think pretty easily. Your trading cards are probably fenced pretty easily.
I know, but if you
especially if there's multiple.
But if you're looking for somebody, wouldn't the police be able to say, hey, okay, now these guys are selling these?
Did I tell you how they cat burglared the place?
It's black market stuff, and all of these will be graded, and they'll be in little cases, and they'll sell them on the black market.
Yeah.
And you know what? I guess there's no proof. Is there serial numbers on?
If there's...
There's not, is
oh,
there?
I don't know.
Some of the people buying them won't care. I'm not sure.
No, I know.
They won't care.
I know.
But $65,000. So Chris Buckler is the owner of the store.
Ah, the Buckler did it.
Yeah.
Oh. Well done, I say. Well...
Pretty good Monday.
Well done, I say.
I gotta say, Dave.
Yeah.
You're on a damn roll.
You are.
Yeah.
Call him Butter.
That's it, man.
Because he's on a roll.
Oleo.
Hey, who are you and what'd you do with Dave Jennings?
Yeah, thank you. Today is National VCR Day.
That's VCR.
Do you know I don't have a VCR anymore?
I do.
Why?
Because I have VHS tapes of grown-up movies. That I'm not going to go ahead and... No, they're not growing
somebody
up.
Tell Dwight about the internet.
You're not going to upgrade those to
Dave,
digital?
Dave, you don't have a VCR.
Look, they're perfectly we don't have fine one anymore, after you adjust the tracking.
No. The tracking, remember that?
Oh, my gosh, adjust with the tracking.
And the picture would kind of bend toward
the
top.
Yeah, it would bend, right. Yeah. And then I got rid of my DVD not too long ago.
Did you really? What are you doing? Were you an idiot?
I threw 100 DVD movies away. Slapshot. I mean, all these great movies. Yeah, well, I'm not watching a DVD. I'm not... wasting space with a DVD
player. I seriously
player.
Use my DVD probably 2 times a day.
Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
What year are you caught in? Seriously.
I would say the 90s with the
DVD
reference.
Are you in 98?
I would say I'm caught in the 90s by that reference, but if you look at my clothing, I would say 70s and 80s.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
So, listen.
So, are y'all Blu-ray now then, Tony, or just all streaming?
Streaming. Mm-hmm. I don't have a Blu-ray. Why would I have a Blu-ray? I'm just all streaming. You can punch up any movie. You just hit the button and go... Slapshot, and they come up.
Well, Mr. Rockefeller, not all of us can afford to rent a
there
movie.
There are some streaming services you're part of that's just part of the service that's in their wheelhouse.
Hey, do you have the Roku where you can just hit the button and say,
yes.
Starsky and Hutch, and it pulls it up?
Yes.
Susan got irritated because we were in bed looking for something the other night, and I went, Starsky and Hutch, and it pulled up Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah.
Now I started thinking, what are us on here? And then I just start saying dirty words. And it just circles and circles and circles, and it goes bleep, and it turns red. Like if you say certain phrases.
Back to the red thing.
Yeah, back to the red thing.
All right. JCC is the Jewish Community Center. Please come join us. We are there. My whole family is members of the Jewish Community Center. The pool was packed this weekend. That's right. It is open. The pools are open. The J has been open for quite some time. And no mask while you work out. So the pools, the gyms, the indoor track. is fantastic. People run and walk on that indoor track. It's awesome, right? So if you want to join, all you got to do is call 459-0660. It's an easy number, 459-0660. Just Google the J or Jewish Community Center and take a tour, right? Once you take a tour, you're going to join because you're going to fall in love with it. And here's the deal. In about a year, that $40 million facility you see off the Washington Expressway is going to be finished, and everybody's going to just move right on over there, and then they're going to make a green space for where we are right now. So the J, you don't have to be Jewish to join the Jewish Community Center. I love it. I was there yesterday. I was there all weekend long, and you should join the Venetis at the J, Jewish Community Center, jewishlouisville.org. Back after this, keep it where you got it. News Radio 840 WHAS.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.